This is wonderful.
Is it working? I can't tell. I can't tell if I'm working.
You're working.
Maybe I need to turn the volume up a little bit. Your volume seems really low compared to that gong.
Well.
But everything compared to a gong
seems low. First rule of
the gong
is, yes, that it should be louder than the human spoken voice.
Have you ever worked, Mike?
Chariot.
Have you ever worked?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to take 30 to fix my headphones. Sorry.
Does anyone live near Irvine that wants to help me paint a wall?
Tyler, I'm actually scared of Tyler right now. He's like cracking the whip on us.
So I have to paint a wall in Irvine?
No, we're talking about Tyler right now.
Okay, sorry.
Moments ago, Tyler said this, verbatim, if you guys are not in there by the time
the
song
ends,
I'm going to have a fucking coronary.
This is verbatim what I said.
Did your wife tell you need to take more of a leadership role in life?
She was like, you know what? When it comes to the after disaster, I think you're letting them treat you like a schoolboy bitch.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? You're right.
Korea Post.
Was my mic off that whole time?
No. You just turned it off right now.
No, it's been turned off.
Hey, what do you guys think of this? So I need to paint this wall. I drove all the way
to Irvine. We got to the wall!
Oh, let me get your opinion. Okay. So there's a kid there who's the son of our electrician. And I know this guy doesn't have any money. Or maybe he does, and I'm not aware of it. He's a kid. He's like 20, 21. And I flat out said to him, I don't want to paint this wall. It's not that big.
Can you please give us a little more setup? What is the wall entail?
There's a wall I'm going to attach photos to, and it needs to be painted because right now it's...
What color?
I don't know yet. I should have known before I went down there to paint it. I randomly bought a gray paint that I picked out without any thought, and now I'm looking at it. I think I'm going to paint it green instead. But I don't want to paint it. So I told this kid, I said, how much for you to paint this wall right now? It's about an hour. And he goes, $200. And I went... And I told his dad, I'm like, your son wants $200 to paint this wall. And he goes, well, you know, make him an offer. And I go, he already said he doesn't feel like doing it. I'm like, your kid that probably
How
needs
big
money.
Is the wall?
It's about 35 feet wide by 6 feet tall. It's not even a wall. It's a framed in section of a wall.
It's going to take more than an hour.
What's going on right now?
Either way, I need someone to show up in Irvine and help me paint that wall because I don't want to do it by myself.
You
Tom
should
Sawyer.
Somehow
hey, Tom Sawyer.
Gain control over that boy's life. This boy's life. Great movie, by the way.
And prostitute him out?
Tobias Wolff.
This boy's life.
No, and you, somehow you have to force him to not only paint the wall, but
pay me to paint
he
it.
He can only use the brush that comes with whiteout.
Yes. I love this idea.
Oh, don't you like it?
Too bad torture. I'm under the gun. This has to be done by the first.
That's what you get for your shitty new age attitude, you little...
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking
sitting
the
there
new
with
generation.
With his iPod earbuds in.
He's like, is there an app to paint that wall?
Yeah, there is. It's called Your Fucking Ass.
It's a good app. Hmm. I would pay money for that app if
get
it actually had
your
any...
Ass.
Get off your ass. Hey, I got a package. It's from Korea. I believe there's a DVD in it. I was planning on opening it.
Square DVD?
Yes.
In Korea, that's how they do it?
I was planning on opening it on the film vault, but Brian trumped me by coming in with little gifts from a listener that he met when on the road. So,
oh, how precious.
Yeah.
And you guys spent the whole hour and a half opening those
I
gifts.
Just didn't want the entire 20-minute open of the goddamn show to be us opening things. You know what I mean?
Speaking of opening.
Oh, this is pretty great, though. I had an after-disaster moment on the old film vault there because she gave us like each little charms, right? And each of them was personalized. Logan said, you're fired. Brian said, I think it said, Brian, shut up, let Anderson talk. I think that's what it said. And mine just said Stanley Kubrick, and it said, doing it for Van Gogh on the back. And I was very excited, so I took, like, the string, because it was in these little boxes. And she, you do the fancy, like, string work to make it close the box. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Took that, and I made a little necklace out of a little choker for myself during the show, put it on. Then I realized that I had... done it with the headphones. The cord was inside.
Oh, that's great.
So I almost choked myself to death.
To death.
And I was trying to take them off, and it was cutting into my skin. It was bad times. Okay, sorry. Let's go back to the wall. I apologize.
First, I want to thank Jody Chalker for sending us that great gift box, and Katie for sending us another great gift box.
How long ago those boxes come in there, Mike?
Like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got one on Sunday and one Yesterday.
Okay.
Day before yesterday.
Thank you for my Death Wish coffee, Katie. I don't know if you're trying to kill me, but I immediately turned to Tyler and said, do you want this? Is that mean? Is that rude that I said that?
No, you're sharing.
I'm sharing.
You're loving
it. And then I turned it over, and I read the back where it said, world's strongest coffee. And Anderson said,
now we're all
I
fighting over
instantly
it.
Regret giving that to you.
I do. But I don't like the feeling of caffeine nervousness. You know what I mean? Caffeine
Even
panic.
Though we're both drinking coffee.
Yeah, but it's not the world's strongest coffee.
And I had a 5-hour energy about an hour ago, so I've got a good 7 hours in me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That's Mike Carano, and there's Ty Ty. We have a decent program to bring you today. It's not going to be our world's greatest, but it's going to be a good one.
We put a decent amount of work into it.
What is the world's greatest? Which episode of this show was the best?
Don't say
102.
It,
Tyler.
Really? What was that one? What happened?
I don't know.
He has no idea. Gonna talk about the newest greatest.
Yeah.
I forgot to talk about it last week.
That's
huge regret.
Great. That's
we're gonna talk about trolling. The newest greatest trending app that everyone should never get called Yo.
Well, that's because it's been passed by the new one called Sap.
Oh, just yesterday I
thought that was another app.
I did my douchiest. I'm gonna try and come in with the douchiest act of the week.
Okay,
by myself. That's something that I have done throughout the week. That's the douchiest.
Okay,
yesterday. Was definitely the douchiest thing that I've done in quite some time. And, oh, I forgot to do the research, but we'll just start off with this because this is pretty decent, I think.
Let's go.
Unless you want to talk about the wall some more.
I'm done with the wall.
You sure?
Yeah.
Painting the wall?
Oh, no.
Unless Roger Waters tours again, then I'm going to talk about it nonstop.
Who was it? Who was the 21-year-old kid? Who was that? That was supposed
he's the son of our electrician.
Okay. Why don't they just hire painters?
They told me the painters will paint it, and it never got done. And
why
I said,
are we
what?
Back on the wall?
I said, how does this get taken care of? And they said, you take care of it. And I was like, all right. So an entire day of work during a period of my life where I'm overwhelmed. Overwhelmed!
Wait, Mike, you're
an
always
an entire
over.
Day is me to driving to Irvine to paint, and then I leave because the construction guys are in my way. Mm-hmm. Now I have to drive back and paint, and I think I might do it either tomorrow night or Friday night. But I need help. Because I don't want to do it by myself.
Yeah,
I don't
sure
need
you can
help.
Just paint in the club on Friday night. What I'm be doing
no, this
right?
is the new club. The old club. The old club closes on Sunday. The new club opens who fucking knows when.
All right, I'm just buying myself some time.
The world's most expensive comedy club is about to open in Irvine.
So a couple... a couple weeks ago, we were
This better be as funny as you're making it out to seem.
A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Make-A-Wish and the kids with cancer. Yeah. And how a lot of them get out Make-A-Wish. And
it's always their number two wish, by the way, because number one is stay alive.
Oh, my God.
Well, isn't it? Hey, the Make-A-Wish Foundation's here. Great. Long life. And now we got fucking Steve-O.
It's called
Steve-O.
Make-A-Wish. It's not Make-A-Wish.
Steve-O's going to do a skateboard trick in your hotel or in your hospital room.
One of my favorite things to do at camp, because I most of the time I usually am counselor to like the 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. So they're old enough, and they like to talk about what they spent their wishes on, and there's some really funny ones. And I've actually talked about a couple of
Let's
them
hear
on
it.
This show. The one that always stands out to me was like everyone was talking about their wish. Usually it's Disneyland involved, and then it gets to this one kid. I almost said his name just now, but he's kind of
like going to die?
He was kind of like a homie, and he was 18.
Is God looking down thinking that's every day I go there to make a wish?
When you go to Disneyland,
yeah, this guy's made like,
and his so everyone's doing their Make a Wish, and then it gets to my boy who's like a little bit quiet and like shy about the whole thing, mm-hmm.
and he's like, I want to go see the After Disaster live.
Mike, July 12th, like, tickets available at like, Hollywood.improv.com.
You're like $20.
This was 10. We're not going to talk about the show. This was 10 years ago, so no, that was not the case. But his wish was, he said, you know what? I hadn't thought about this in years because I was a little kid when I got it, but it was to meet. David Hasselhoff,
mm-hmm.
From that show.
Is this like a 49-year-old man dying from Make-A-Wish?
No, this is the... Are you following at all?
Why does this kid want to meet Hasselhoff? Is he watching reruns?
And then he's like, you know what sucks about that, eh? He's like, I didn't even like that show. Like, my mom watched it all the time. He's like, now that I think about it, I think she had like a crush on him. I think she's the one who like chose that for me. I didn't even want it.
Oh, wait, he didn't choose it?
I guess not. Like, you know,
oh,
the parents got to...
Christ.
So anyway. We were talking about making a wish.
It's like if I have a kid and they're dying and I'm like, here's your wish. Lucinda Williams is here. And they're like, who? I'm like, I'm a huge fan.
Who's Lucinda Williams?
She's a great American singer-songwriter.
Okay. Stop looking at the pimple on my face.
And
I know it's
scene.
There. Stop looking at the pimple on my face.
I don't see it. Is that it? Because look at this.
Mm-hmm.
This stress is causing me to break out.
He's focusing.
Can we get back to the wall?
A different style of zit that I've ever broken out in before.
So a few weeks ago, we were exploring the idea of Make-A-Wish, and you want to give a kid, especially if they're dying. Nowadays,
does it help them get a better seat in heaven?
Not to belittle it or anything. When I started doing camp just like 20 years ago, a lot of those kids would die. When they created that camp like 30 years ago, it was like a 95% death rate with those kids. Nowadays,
were you about to say death wish?
Almost. Nowadays, childhood cancer is like remarkable. They've leaps and bounds in the medical community, and they save most of these kids now.
Yeah. Adulthood. It's like a walk in the park now.
Nope.
Camp's in danger of going out of business.
Kind of, yeah. But not true.
We got to make more cancers so we can get these kids back in here and help them.
But it's like an 85% success rate now, which is fantastic. It's almost completely, done a 180 reverse.
So you don't care as much now when you go there?
It's not the case, Michael. Not the case. They've all had to deal with childhood cancer, which is horrific. Horrific. Yeah. Anyone who deals with it, including their brothers and sisters, because it takes almost as much out of them, sometimes more out of them than it does the
more
actual
than
kids.
Death. It takes more than death out of them.
Not dying, but if they lose one of their siblings, yeah, and then they got to continue living with the loss and like thinking, why wasn't it me? And having their parents kind of look at them like, why wasn't it you? There's a lot of fucked up stuff.
You really think it gets that to that?
Oh, it does.
Why wasn't it you?
If the one that survives is Anderson and he's like in jail having sweet threesomes. Then you'd be like, woe is me. Why didn't the other kid live?
Their dad makes them put on the fat suit and get in the sauna. I mean, the sweatsuit.
Okay. All right. We're losing most people, namely me. So
I thought you meant a camp.
So I was talking about if it is a case where there's they get a Make-A-Wish, and you want to give this kid, like, let's say the kid is terminal, and you want to give him whatever he wants, and like his dream is to like sleep with Megan Fox or something, and he's like 15 and she's like whatever 22. It's a dilemma. I mean, obviously they're not going to allow it to happen, but like either way you're
fucked. She's the one that gets to be the decision maker.
No, because it's illegal, Michael. Statutory rape.
Yeah, you're right. Shit. Sorry, Megan.
And we spent some time talking about that. It was kind of funny. Anyways, I was at a little gathering with my old camp director who I used to live with for a while. Not romantically, but I had a roommate who
I just pictured Megan Fox mounting some 15-year-old kid going, is this a poor performance due to your cancer, or are you just bad in bed?
Wait, the kids? Oh, yeah, her kid's saying
like,
that to the
kid? I can barely get a hard on because my hair's falling out. And she's like, let's go, buddy. I got to get back to Brian Austin Green.
Let's stop trying to make a childhood
really
cancer.
Up to date on your movie 20? Stars and who they're dating.
It's kind of weird. I wasn't going to say anything.
Do you have a tree at camp that everyone gets to carve their name in?
No.
That's kind of like the Stanley Cup?
No. That would be rude to the tree. You know what I mean? Poor tree. Plus, there's so many people. There's like 120 people per session.
Yeah.
150, almost 200 people per session now. It keeps growing. Anyways, I was at this little gathering with my old camp director. She doesn't work there anymore, but we were talking, and I brought that up, and she was more disgusted than anything. And she moved right on, real matter-of-factly. She's like, no, they say no all the time to kids make a wish.
Of course they do.
Like that kid that his Make-A-Wish was to shoot a polar bear. A few years ago.
What was that?
And I immediately burst into laughter.
What was the Make-A-Wish?
And this kid wanted his dying wish was to kill.
Kill a polar bear.
Kill a polar bear. Yeah, when a dying kid's wish.
You know, shoot for the stars.
This is back from an article, June 2011. And this kid, he wanted to kill a
And they polar wouldn't bear. Be part of it, or they couldn't get the Eskimos on the horn?
I think polar bears are... endangered, at least, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't think Eskimos are killing them left and right?
Tyler, will you do a little research into this? But I can't multitask as far as
Anderson,
reading.
How about next time we research our stories before we come on air with them, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's tough. It's difficult when you're me and you're very busy.
I want to kill a shark. Anderson flies off into a rage. You're dead now.
All right. So, anyways, I found that quite amusing. That little fuck.
That's weird.
Hey, I'm going to die, so I'd like to take out a majestic creature.
How long do you think he took to figure out what animal he wanted? Like, was he vacillating between a polar bear and, like, a rare panda?
Yeah, an albino tiger.
Like, what was the top three that he was vacillating between?
Why? Was he, like, really dumb and naive, and he had a mom who said, polar bears are what caused your cancer or something?
He just hated those Coca-Cola commercials at Christmas time.
He thinks he got cancer from Coke.
Maybe.
That kid doesn't look very sick, standing there with that gun.
I don't know if that's the kid, plus this internet.
Why would
they
just use a stock photo?
I just typed in cancer kid polar bear hunting. It's not coming up.
Okay, well, you failed.
He didn't want to hunt it. He wanted to kill it. Like, he wanted them to chain it up. He wanted to walk up and with a handgun.
A handgun. I got to put a call out real quick.
Okay.
Because every day that I'm not working on my next film, I'm freaking out. So I'm beginning to go into production, pre-production of my next little short. I've done three so far.
Mm-hmm.
I said, fuck it. I can't not have one in the burner. You know what I mean?
Don't schedule it the night of the live after disaster. That's the only thing.
I'm looking at like mid-August right now. But it's my most involved one yet, and it's going to be great. But I do need... can't write anything simple. So what I'm looking for through the channels that are...
is a polar bear.
No, I don't need a polar bear. I do need a dog trainer or someone who has a dog that's very well trained. The scruffier, the better.
Yep.
Who would like to be a part of the...
In a low rider.
No low rider necessary.
Tyler Anderson and I discussed for a moment not showing up to the live show.
It's true, we did. Are we talking about the live show? No, I need a dog, either a dog trainer or a trained dog, like a little scruffy, wiry guy.
That would be the most evil thing.
An office. We're going to get back to that. Hold on. And an office. If you have like an office that's like empty on the weekends or something, and just to shoot for one day in an office, that'd be great. Hit me up over at AndersonCowan.com. I like to work with the listeners before I go and find strangers. All right.
Okay, I don't like to pay for anything.
No. I'll pay for your dog's food. AndersonCowan.com. Let's help each other, all right? Everyone scratch those back. Adon was the greatest. I put a call out on the film vault, and he showed up with multiple... lowriders for the last one. So, you know, it works. And we have a nice relationship now. See, it works. It works that way. Okay, so back to the live show that we're not going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike and I were discussing just not showing up.
We thought, how funny would it be just not to show up?
And then here's the kicker. When Fart Barf comes on, we're just like right there.
Yeah, we're there. We're all over it.
like dancing to Fart Barf.
I'd be confused, and then it would be very funny for about a couple minutes while I thought that you guys like just
and then like 30 minutes
out.
In you'd be pissed,
and then it would be horrible and be so mad, and then afterwards I'd still be mad, but it would be funny.
It Mike said we just leave Tyler up there, so that was his plan. Just leave Tyler.
I don't know what I would do
in the lurch.
I guess I would just
listener questions.
I would just call people up and. Bullshit with him, I guess. I don't know.
It would be fine.
You would call. Oh, call people onto the stage.
Yeah, no. All right, guys. I'm gonna put this first on speaker. It's gonna be great.
We would definitely show up to get our cut of the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we don't pay Tyler. That'd be the best. All right. So, new developments with the show, the live show.
Yeah.
Don't say it like that. He might be listening.
He's definitely listening.
No, Mike was thinking I was talking about something
else. At first, I was upset by this, and now I'm just realizing it's a business that's going to run like
a business. Mike still thinks that I'm talking about something else. Mike doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Go ahead, then.
Kevin Smith is going to be there.
That's what I was talking about.
I know. I knew you were talking about that. I was talking about JLC. JLC has bought his ticket! JLC will be there. I am terrified, and I'm probably going to...
Do you have a worried applause drop? Tentative applause?
For those of you who don't know JLC, Tyler,
explain
JLC. Peep game. Explain JLC. I once said that I would pay $50 to go to a party if he was there, and that's kind of happening.
Where's my money, Anderson Cohen?
Yeah, so I don't know.
The only thing is you're getting like $2.
I don't know if I've told you this, Mike, but like Vine, I can't watch Vine anymore. Because,
yeah, I forgot that it exists.
Oh, Vine?
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Well, I can't do it anymore because JLC is constantly either shooting videos of him, 7-6 second videos of him just driving down the street.
He sent me at 12 this morning at 5 a.m.
Or he's retweeting like everything that Riff Raff's done in the last 3 months. Also, there's this new feature on Vine, Mike, where you can send direct messages, video messages. I didn't know about this feature until I opened up Vine for the first time in months, and I had like nine of them from JLC.
Yeah.
And it's just him staring at his phone saying, yo, Anderson Cohen, when are we going to do this? Do you want to produce my music? Let's make some money. JLC, I don't want to hear any of that out of you when I see you at the show, okay?
I'm stunned in the silence. JLC, I don't know what's going to happen now.
Wait, I'm going to play one of them or two of them. Tyler, will you please catch up any listener who might not know
JLC?
To find the video.
I'm going to lump you guys in with me, but here's what was troubling about that night. There was just a regular show happening before us at the Improv. Now it's Kevin Smith. So it's going to be...
There'll be no food left.
Two crazy sold-out shows, and it's going to be a clusterfuck of audience members. So I guess that's good for listeners because they'll be able to see Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith sold out. Who's the other sold-out show?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the listeners what's going to happen.
Talk about this another time. Call me. All right, man, we can talk about this another time.
Yeah, that's the most recent one I got.
Call me. Sounds like you guys
hey,
had a
Anderson
fight.
Cowan, it's JC, bro. Can you help me produce a song?
It's Cowan, by the way.
I know. That's the first thing you want to do is get the person's name right, JLC.
Hey, Mr. Cowan.
Still fucking it up.
It's your boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's your boy.
Hey, Mr. Cowan, I was wondering if...
I'm like his teacher.
I'm so glad I don't have a boy.
I was wondering if you're interested. My sister recently came back from Italy, and she can shoot music videos. I was wondering if you're interested.
No.
Hey, Mr. Cowan.
Oh, you got it right.
Co-cracking.
Let's co-cracking.
Hey, Mr. Cowan.
Does he know he can redo it, right?
How's he co-cracking?
Okay. Dude, your brain. Honestly, if you took like an IQ test, JLC, maybe we can administer an IQ test.
It's going to be.
What if the wife can do that?
A potpourri.
At the show.
Of listeners.
I think that he's, because of the weed, I'm sure he was a smart kid at one point. You know, maybe when he was like 8 or 9 before he started smoking the weed. I bet you he's like primate level. Does that mean? Might be mean to JLC. JLC, I'm very excited to meet you. I will have my body double there to meet you in person.
Bro. Hey, man, can we talk business, man? I want to make money.
Well,
I don't know if this guy's seen our bank accounts.
Wait, he wants to talk business because he wants to make money. That's a good sale.
When you see 3 Bentleys pull up to the improv, you know we're there.
All right.
I'm trying to find the video, but I can't find it.
So we can talk about the show for one more minute.
Okay.
And let's just never talk about it again.
Okay.
Your brain is not here with me.
My brain's here. I'm just I have a lot of stuff.
You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You
got to
paint a wall.
I'm here. I'm here.
Paint a wall.
I gotta make all these prints. I gotta age them.
Mm-hmm.
They take a long time.
What if you just left them outside?
I fucked them up.
How'd you fuck them up?
Well, I printed 20. This took about 50 hours to print them and age them with coffee and stain, mm-hmm. and then hand cut them out. And I was trying to figure out how I'm gonna put my name on them. And I thought I'm gonna do it organically with a stamp.
Wait, what are these for?
For the new improv.
You put your name on them?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to?
I can do whatever I want.
Okay. Why don't you just make a bunch of pictures of yourself and put them everywhere?
I might do that. If I bump my head in the shower and have a huge ego after that, I will. So the first picture, which was done, and I was happy with it, I went to sign it, and I fucked up the signature. So that picture is trash. I did it the second picture, fucked it up again. I got nervous signing my own name and fucked the third one up. And I finally just went, I'm going to experiment with all of them, fucked them all up, and then I started over from scratch.
Would it help if Katie came over and showed her your tattoo while you...
You know what would help is if I had a time machine and a work ethic and I knew what the fuck I was doing.
And a couple clones, but not of you, of like Dr. Drew or somebody who works really hard.
Like you know what would help is I just tried harder early in life and I didn't find myself in this situation.
Listener, Katie's going to be there who gives us gifts. And
is
she
Diana Vandekamp going to be there?
I have not heard. Mike Carano's signature just above her, was it right boob, left boob, somewhere on her chest. I tried to talk her out of it before she did it.
Miss Movies is there.
Is Miss Movies coming?
Yep.
Good, I can tell her that we're replacing her.
Long-time fan who's awesome. Leia is going to be there. Leah.
It's good. They're both going to be there?
There's
both Leah and
I just
Leah?
I stumbled because I
scared.
I freaked out because I started thinking now if I don't name everybody, I'm leaving people out.
Marina, I'm sure will be there. Okay.
Maybe, do you think, honestly, be totally blunt about this.
Mm.
Like, I'm not saying this to be provocative, but do you think any listeners are going to hook up?
Oh, absolutely. They'll be after
Zatcher,
baby.
Be children because of our show.
Oh, that's the greatest. That's going to be my boy. JLC's Anderson's boy. Who's your boy, Tyler?
Who's my boy?
That's a condescending term, by the way. You're my boy, meaning that you're beneath me, sort of.
No, not necessarily. It's interchangeable with brother. Not that kind of brother.
So this is what I want to talk about real quick with the show, because honestly, how is it going to be possible for the three of us, especially Mike and I, Ty, who are always so worried about everyone's inclusion and feeling okay, how are we not going to constantly just be talking to the audience, which is not the show? That's not the show. That's not the
Maybe
show.
Maybe that'll be that show.
We wear sunglasses that we've taped shut, like the Impractical Jokers ones.
I want to put my back.
There are so many logistical problems with that night. First of all, Kevin Smith, they rearranged the entire stage for him.
Okay, we're going to skip this.
And Kevin Smith is signing comic books, so those people are probably going to hang out the whole fucking night. And then we're going to have our 200 people coming in.
The biggest problem is... you haven't even mentioned it. I am a giant Kevin Smith fan, so I'm going to be at that first show, and I'm probably going to be late to our show because I'm going to be standing in line waiting for him to sign my comic book.
Well, yeah. I can probably just take you to the green room and get it signed there.
I'll be too nervous to meet him like one-on-one like that.
We're probably not going to have use of the green room because Kevin Smith will be in there.
Oh, fuck him, really?
Seriously, yeah.
God damn it! It's the whole reason I want to do it.
Okay, we have to logistically figure out how to get our show started. We have to logistically figure out how to get Fart Barf set up.
We'll figure it all out. Fart Barf and load in while we're doing the show.
We need to meet people.
We can do that on the show. Doesn't Kevin Smith, don't they do like 30 minutes of shout-outs on the show?
Yeah, they sure do.
We're not going to do that, okay? You know, Kevin Smith, I'm not trying to talk shit about the Fat Man. He's a very talented writer when he wrote that Clerks. We wrote Clerks.
And I watched that other movie with your neighbor.
You watched a movie with my neighbor?
Yeah, your new neighbor.
Oh, my new neighbor, yeah. Chasing Amy. Yeah.
I watched that specifically to see who she was.
You see who she was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My neighbor. Yeah. She's my neighbor.
Have you talked to her yet?
In passing about dogs and stuff, yeah.
You didn't mention the After Disaster Live.
I was watching her relationship because I was out front smoking a cigarette, as I'm wont to do, Tyler. And I was watching her like boyfriend or whoever it is that she lives with in that house, and he's like on the phone talking, and then she comes out on her phone, doesn't even look up at him, gets in the, like, he comes around, he opens the door for her, closes her in, and then he gets in the driver's side, he's on the phone the entire time, she's just looking at her phone, and then they drive down the street in silence.
That's not a good relationship.
It seemed kind of weird, but he knew his place, like he went over and opened the door, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, that must be dull. And I've seen Miss Rotund like 9 times, Tyler, since I've been home, since you watched my house.
I was boarded up in your house like a crack fiend.
And you were doing crack.
and I was doing crack.
All right. Oh, where was I going?
You were going to probably open that package.
All right, I'm going to open the package from Korea. This is
also
the worst show we've done in quite
some
time.
You got to tell us your douche
story. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of excited about that.
From Korea.
This is a package from Korea. Do we have any listeners in Korea? Obviously.
I don't know. What if it's a dog tail?
Why would it be a dog tail?
I don't know.
Because that's the part they don't eat.
Okay. Does it say who it's from?
It's a collector's item.
It's from, it's from a guy named Joel Nesmith. Hey, thanks, Joel Nesmith.
Classic Korean name.
Yeah, Joel lives on Dong Street, so as far as I'll go.
Yeah.
He lives on Dong Street.
That's crosses with Vag Street.
Dong and Ho are both in his in the title, in the street name. All right.
I don't like that Ho became the word for whore.
The bald one must suffer for just friends. This is more Film Vault stuff. Okay, I'm going to save this for the Film Vault.
Oh, really? We don't even get a little.
All right, fine. I'll open it up. All right, it's not fair. You're not right.
Do you want me to take a peek and tell you if it's worthy of us discussing, or you want to just wait till Brian's there?
The bald one must suffer. So a few weeks ago, I got a DVD or actually a VHS tape. Did I open it on this show?
You sure did.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was Freeway 2 for Brian. I made him watch it. Not the VHS tape because it was broken, but I made him track it down online, and he watched it. And He was not having a good time while doing so.
I was worried I was going to see Natasha Lyonne on Sunday, and I was going to have to bring.
Why would
up
you
somehow.
See her?
Because I see her like every once in a while.
Where?
I can't say where, but
her house.
Sex parties.
My friend's her manager, and we got to breakfast sometimes.
So you just said how? Exactly how? Like you even named the meal of the day.
Okay, that's how.
Okay. Kevin Smith, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. When he was on Loveline, we have 4-minute breaks. He was literally taking naps on the couch during those 4-minute breaks. And then they'd...
It's a narcolepsy.
Drew would have to wake him up. No, narcolepsy is when you're just like, whatever you're doing, you just... You ever seen those dogs with narcolepsy?
No.
Like they'll jump. They'll be like in mid-flight, and they'll fall asleep. And
is it
they'll
cute
tumble.
Or is it sad?
It's cute and sad at the same time.
Okay.
You ever seen the narcoleptic dogs there, Ty?
Seen the narcoleptic goats.
What was that? What was that language that he just spoke?
Yeah. The goats that just fall asleep. I saw a kid. I don't want to get into it.
Can we start the show over? Can we just start fresh?
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Okay. I can't open this.
How are you coming along with that video?
What video?
The opening video for the show.
There's no video. It's just all audio.
Oh, okay.
And I need help from Tyler.
Why don't we...
What do you need me to do?
I need you to find me dates of things that happened. I already called the voiceover guy, and he's coming in to do it next week. We're tracking it.
We have a voiceover guy?
Yes, and last week...
He's the voiceover guy.
Last week, I asked you to get off air.
Resurrected Don LaFontaine.
He's our voiceover boy. I can ask. If he doesn't come through, Pablo will probably do it. He does a lot of voiceover
Francisco?
Work. Yeah.
No, I don't want it to be ethnic.
He can do white.
He is white. He sounds very white. I was kidding. I love Paulo Francisco, but no, he has nothing to do. It's Freeway 2 again, but on DVD this time. A lot of people wanted Brian to see Freeway 2. Okay, enough of that. Where was I? I'm not tracking properly. What's
Do you open a lot of After Disaster mail on the Film Vault?
I have.
This cross show segment.
I have, yes. That's what I've designed.
Thank
you very much, Joel. The deed has already been done. You probably sent this like 9 months ago because it takes a long time for stuff to get out of North Korea. Just kidding. I know you're calling from South Korea. Sending from South Korea. Okay. On Dong Street. That was very nice of you, though. Must cost you a fortune.
What if we were Kim Jong-un's favorite podcast?
That would be the best. He flies us over to Korea. We come back with like $100,000 each.
We come back big friends with Dennis Rodman.
Would you guys go if Kim if he invited us to Korea, first class? I'd go.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen enough with seeing those Vice episodes. My curiosity has been quenched.
That's an interesting question. I mean, we'd be kind of assholes if we were like. Think of the shows we could have to talk about.
Yeah. What if there's some sheik listening that could afford to fly us over in his private jet to Dubai, like we're a prostitute. Like you know how they love strippers and
there's
they fly
probably
strippers
a couple
over?
Sheiks. Like if I had a wager, it's probably a couple.
But wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, it'd be great. Anyways, Anderson.
What's that?
Stop reading your texts.
No, I'm not. I'm reading my notes for this show. Okay. I'm committed. Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I'm committed. All right.
Other shows read the notes before the show.
Found out this morning that Mike, that Tyler's wife and my wife are both committed to come to the live event, the Massive Disaster. And they plan on sitting in the back and making fun of, at hushed tones, making fun of everything we say.
Well,
nice.
We should record it and upload that as a separate episode.
Here's
bonus.
What I want to do. Can we get like a little mini spotlight on stage?
I don't know.
I want one up on stage. And then when I feel them commiserating,
shine it
on
them.
We flick it on and then just, yeah.
We could just point them out and tell people around them to keep an eye on them.
Mm-hmm.
I could have the door guy constantly tell them to keep it down.
Oh, that'd be great.
Maybe give them the boot. We could just put him in the front row.
Oh, okay. I get it now. I was reading my notes. I had no idea.
Tyler, should we save seats?
For what?
I don't know.
I take them home like a souvenir?
No, should we reserve seats for people, for specific people?
I don't think so. That'll just alienate other people. Everyone fights to their
We're
seat.
We're all equal. Except
Here's
for
the deal. Someone wants to send some cash.
What? Mike, you're becoming like a hand handler.
I'm becoming desperate.
Is that a hand handler?
A hand handler?
What is a hand handler?
Panhandler.
Panhandler, yes.
Yeah, don't send cash because we're not going to save seats.
The Grove!
So 50 bucks puts you in the front row.
You know what the Grove is?
Yes,
would
I
you
sure
stop?
Do.
Stop.
There's
stop
two groves I'm familiar with.
The Grove in L.A.
Yes,
Third
am.
Street, probably on Farmer's Market.
It's everything I would hate in a mall, except for I find it fine.
I'm kind of with you. It's Disneyland without the rides, and it's like downtown Disney, right?
Yeah. It's a place where celebrities go to be noticed.
Right. And there's a trolley.
And a lot of celebrities go there.
And I used to live like two blocks away from it, so I used to I spent a brief amount of time in my life jogging, and I would jog.
And never more in my life do I wish I still drank, because my favorite event was to go to the farmer's market and get some food and get a Guinness and sit out in that patio, because it was nice, beautiful, warm weather. And it was a mixture of people.
I had a hot dog there yesterday.
Yeah, it was a mixture of people you would never see.
Mostly tourists.
I would sit there sometimes
this time of year,
and be like, oh my
tourists.
God, there's Tom Hanks. And then there's a homeless guy. And then there's this guy. And it's just a mix of people you don't expect to see in that little food court area.
The LA, okay, the farmer's market is great. It's been there since like the 20s or 30s. And it's got
a
ton of history. And
a more
cool.
filthy place to eat.
And it's dirty and it's overpriced, but it's got history and it's a little bit claustrophobic. But it's like a lot of the stuff is original, or at least they kept it up for like 80 years now.
Descendants
which
of
is
the great
cool.
roaches that moved in the 20s are still there. Positive. Positive of that.
There used to be like a baseball field there and an arena, and they used to have like car racing. They had a full arena there too. There's a lot of history.
God, I wish I could have seen old LA.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, but you get sick of it after like probably half a day.
Let's go back to where we were.
You constantly be reaching for your phone.
We constantly be calling each other going, I just got from the valley to the farmer's market in 10 minutes.
How would we be calling
There's
each
no
other?
Traffic.
We would not be calling each other. Oh, could we take our phones back?
We'd be sending telegrams.
You know what would happen is if we went back in time, like let's say we went to the 60s and we had our phones, everyone would just call us Star Trek people.
We would be beaten up and our phones would be taken
immediately. Well, you'd have no service.
And we'd have no charger.
We'd have zero service.
We'd lose our charger and we'd be fucked. Yeah, and no service.
So, Farmer's Market, it's a fantastic place. And in fact, there are a lot of people that are coming to the live show. I realize it's not lost to me that I'm the one who keeps going back to the live show. I don't know why I'm doing that. I don't want to be talking about the live show, but that, it keeps
big,
coming up organically.
And people are spending good money to get out.
A lot of people are coming out from abroad, and I say that, outside Los Angeles. All right? From other parts of the country.
People are coming from abroad because they're leaving their wives at home.
Anyone coming from actually across the pond? Because I'm not going to be impressed with our listeners until I hear that they're flying from Europe.
Well, we got Matt Tipping coming in from Canada.
Doesn't
so
count.
He seems to be the
farthest. I don't know if you realize this, but Canada is part of North America.
That's not England.
Okay, so if you're in town and you've never been, I suggest go over at Farmer's Market.
Yes.
And you can skip the Grove.
It's close. It's close.
But the Grove is right there. The Grove is connected. And the Grove is douchey.
From the Improv.
I don't like the shops of the Grove. Everything is trying to be like Italian.
I agree with that.
And Tuscan.
I agree with that. Everything's Tuscan.
But they have this big grassy area. Have you been there recently?
Where's the grassy area?
Okay, you know the fountain? Oh, yes. Here's another cool little thing about the Grove. Is
bottomless tanning.
Christmas time, they have it snows every hour. On the hour, Ty.
Yep. For real.
Got a snow machine.
For real. It's natural snow.
That sounds like the devil's work.
It's pretty sweet.
It is. The devil loves snow.
Like sorcery.
So they have a big grass patch right to the left of the fountain if you're walking towards the theater.
Must be new because I've been there dozens of times and I've never seen it.
It's like Wetzel's Pretzels right there, and then they have a hot dog, like a little kiosk, the permanent kiosk.
Is the grass patch for dogs?
And the grass patch, they used to have a little stage there sometimes where they put like, I'm sure they still do that, but the grass patch I think has been there, but you haven't really noticed it because it wasn't filled with people laying out on towels that are provided by the Grove until recently.
Oh, no. That's
yesterday.
Weird. They provide towels?
They have complimentary towels.
So I wasn't far off with the bottomless tanning.
A little sign that says, please feel free to take a towel. Just return it in this here bucket.
That's so weird.
That's and I am instantly – I got there 45 minutes before my movie started, and I had a ton of stuff to do. And I'm walking by, and I see this, and I think, who the fuck do these Americans think they are? Europeans? Do they think they're like having taken a leisurely stroll in an outdoor mall and then just we'll relax on the grass?
You want to know something weird about
what
that?
What is it, the 60s?
Whenever I see these pictures of Italy and there's like hundreds of people lying out on the beach in their full clothes, like taking a break at lunch from work, that always troubles me for some reason.
It would be great.
It troubles me because I'm not Italian.
No,
to be Italian immediately.
All these thoughts started going into my head right after I was angry at these people lying on their towels. Right, I'm like, why?
Why didn't you get Italian?
You have so much hate.
You got 45 minutes.
When these people are enjoying themselves on the little towel on the grass, and you know it looks like it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of fighting with myself in the head, like, you know, you always say you wish that you could be European. You wish you grew up in that culture so that you didn't have to work, you know, got to push. You could actually enjoy the arts and enjoy the quality of life a little more because we don't have that.
I'm in. Let's go. Get towels.
Are you saying this explains your darker complexion this evening?
I went and got a towel.
Oh, yeah. No. Did you really? Wow. How was it?
It was awful. It's the douchiest thing I've done in months. I laid there. I had a little book. I pulled the book out and I started to read it.
Yeah,
and then I looked around and I was out of place. I was uncomfortable and I felt like a horrible douche. The only way it could have been worse is if I somehow erected one of those little cafe chairs and tables, like little round ones, and pulled out like a MacBook and started like writing a script on the grass.
Or if you fell asleep and then woke up with a boner.
That would have been bad.
That would have been the worst.
But there's just everyone like with the cafe lattes around me shopping for clothes, and there was the Abercrombie and Fitch dude out front with his shirt off, and it's like, what am I doing?
So that bookstore.
I tried to adapt.
Did you Instagram a photo of your feet, your toesies in the grass?
No, because Instagram. What is Instagram?
It's like Yo, but with photos.
Oh, gotta
that
get
bookstore
Yo.
There has high that profile book signings there, and
the Barnes & Noble.
My friend Tara is a fan of Hillary Clinton.
What?
Because she's a woman. And I told her, she was over there for something, and I said, you know, Hillary Clinton's at the Grove right now. And she goes, I should wait in line and get up there. And when she goes, what do you want to do with your life? To go, I'm going to be the first woman president. I was like, yeah, you should say that.
That would be funny. Okay. So I don't recommend doing it.
How long did you tan?
I wasn't tanning, Tyler. I was sitting on the grass.
You were sunbathing. You were sunbathing.
I did not take my shirt off, Tyler. I didn't say.
They have to have rules. They have
was
to have
anyone
rules.
Shirtless?
Not really. I mean, people were just leisurely. Like, it wasn't like a tanning thing. It
There's
was
no
just
boobs out.
It's only a matter of time before some gay dude shows up in a Speedo.
We got to do a show from the grass, from the Grove, right?
Well, obviously.
We'll put that in, stack that in the big list of places we're going to do a show at.
No, seriously, next week, let's do it.
Hey, every one of these live going somewhere ideas, I'm in. Let's just do it.
Tyler? Oh, you can't get away from work, you fucking pal.
We can do it on Saturday.
I'm the antithesis of the thing that you did, the leisurely Italian afternoon.
You were the total antithesis
Saturday.
Of it.
We can do it on a Saturday.
I was hunched over in my cubicle going,
what?
That's, was you get paid for that?
Well, that's just the noise I make while I work.
That's a weird noise to make when you're being raped.
I was wondering why they keep me alone at work. And now
can we Skype you in or something?
Oh, well, we're, yeah, that sounds great.
That's douchier.
I know. We're trying to the douche cast.
Carano's and Cowan's.
We're not shirtless, Tyler.
Of course you would
be.
You're
in a mall.
It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. You'd be like, I could tan these packs right up.
Should we do a mini show, Mike, you and I? I mean, I can't go there on Saturday. I can't do that.
Why not? That's the douchiest time to be there. It's the most crowded day of the week.
You could go there on 4th of July.
That's a Friday.
Surely empty.
You know what? Back to the live show. If you're coming out, the Grove is a good place to go and get some food.
If you want to see celebrities, that's where you go. We'll be there on a towel.
We'll be on the grass.
I want to do this. I'm serious, guys. I want to go and do it on the towel.
Go to the farmer's market. Go to that Cajun place and get some blackened
alligator
catfish.
Tail. Get alligator tail.
It's like $8
alligator
and it's good.
Delicious.
Get blackened catfish and a beer and sit on that patio and have a nice time.
Guys, there's that little pond right
there,
too.
They have music and stuff.
We could maybe
that's
knock
not a
out
pond,
a podcast.
That's a fountain. That's
a fountain with a pond surrounding it. Podcast.
There's a moat?
Yeah, it's kind of like a moat.
Is that on Fairfax?
Have you never been there?
Yes, it's on Fairfax and 3rd.
No,
it's
it right looks like such a live. Nightmare every time I drive by.
It's right next to CBS.
Ample parking.
Do cars on the corner?
Ample parking.
When I worked at CBS
Dupars
on
the
show
corner.
Nights,
yeah, yeah.
We would run over there and have beers before the show. Like when I worked on Dennis Miller, because our office, we were in CBS, and we would all run over there and sit around and have a Guinness before the show, and it was always the best, and I fucking loved it.
I used to read Bukowski from the outdoor bars that they have at Farmer's Market side, and smoke cigarettes. You can't do that anymore. Smoke cigarettes, read Bukowski, and think, yeah, Bukowski was sitting right here. I used to read Bukowski in Jumbo's Clown Room all the time,
too. Little Bukowski boner.
Jumbo's Clown Room.
You get a little half-chub.
You ever been to Jumbo's Clown Room?
Yes.
Where's Jumbo's Clown Room?
I've thrown dollars at the dancers.
That's another place that I throw quarters at them. There.
Is it a strip club?
Yes, but not really. Not anymore because they all wear pasties. So I guess kind of. It's like exotic dancing.
Of, yeah.
But like they used to be full nude, I think. I could be wrong.
The awkward thing is you can still get a lap dance, but it's just like in the middle of... It's like getting a lap dance in like an Applebee's booth in front of everybody.
How do you know this?
Because it happened when I was there.
Tyler.
I closed my eyes, Anderson.
It's Courtney Love.
Yeah.
She evidently began stripping there when she was 16, and then like they could only be topless for a while, and now they're pasties, and I guess it'll be an Applebee's like 20 years from now, from what I hear. But
if they can get all the STDs out of the wood.
It's like in a strip, a little strip mall. Like,
where?
Like a liquor store, like the bad part of Hollywood.
It's like a liquor store, a laundromat.
Is it near the clown liquor store?
No. I don't think so.
Circus liquor?
It's like Gower and Hollywood Boulevard, I think.
Okay. Okay.
And it's just got that reputation. And a lot of time, there's a lot of people have been in there over the years, like big name musicians and stuff. Love Jumbo's Clown Room for whatever reason. It's like an institution.
It's kind of one of those places though where it's not like you think you're super edgy for going there, and then once you get in, it's like
that's like everything.
Half of the people are the people like you who are like, oh, it's so edgy of us to go there, and it's super.
Not if you go after Loveline at like 1 a.m. No, it's the real deal, Tyler.
I mean, I was there.
They serve booze.
Yeah. Yeah, they serve booze. And it's like tiny. It's like the size of this room. It's a small place.
It is really fucking small. And there's a stage.
All right, we should go. We need to do a show from there.
All right. After we do
on a red towel,
while floating. Cast. Towel cast.
Tyler, can you do some work real quick?
Yeah, bro.
I was thinking the other day. I woke up, and I swear to God, I don't know if I had a nightmare or a dream or what, but I really did feel guilty. I was reliving us playing those two teenagers getting killed. On the show, and I felt really bad.
Still the low light of the show for me, because that made me sick to my
stomach.
That's the most we've been talked about on social media for quite some time.
All right, let's play it again.
A lot of people were very upset. I feel like we turned off a lot of our loyal listeners, and I feel bad about that. And it occurred to me in the shower, Tyler.
Should we recreate it live?
No.
The mini play of it?
We gave them death, and I would like to take it back, but there's no taking it back. All you can do is even the score. So can you
find some... We can delete that episode and pretend like it never happened.
Live audio of...
Birth audio?
Yeah. Could you do that? I feel like we should give the listeners.
It's like you hear like the dropping out.
I want to hear the screaming, bitch. I want to play something for Jillian soon too, so that she can understand why she's not going to have kids. Because she started talking about kids, and I can't have a kid.
All right, I'll find something.
Unless it's black, that'd be sweet.
That would be sweet. Are you guys not going to have kids?
I don't know. We toy with the idea. There's no way you can right now because the woman works like 20 hours a day. She's in school and working full time. Once she's done with school, we're going to try. But I don't know. The idea of having a child, isn't the child going to be like like a baked potato by the time it's 12 with the way that the environment's going? I mean, why why would we even try? Isn't that irresponsible?
You got a good point there.
You know?
Got a good point, man.
What is this time?
That's aww, he's making
sex.
Kids. They're making kids. See, we're cleansing that memory of that bad audio that we played. I hope we are. I hope that didn't turn people off.
Oh, it totally did. I got a few emails saying I will never listen to your show again. I don't know what's wrong with you. That was very, very wrong of you to play.
Do you want to hear a woman who's doing a natural birth, like in the woods?
Is there water involved? Or is the woods?
I don't know. But
if she's screaming, I don't want it now because it hurts too much. Kill it.
What? 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 No, we're giving life.
You know how sometimes things happen and the pain becomes so great you just...
Pain is good.
You ever get like a migraine and everything else in your life comes to a halt? You're like...
Wait, what? What?
Have you ever been in a situation where you have a pain that's so bad that becomes the numero uno priority to get rid of that pain over everything else?
Like immediately?
I've been places at places where I had the beginnings of a migraine and then it escalated into a full-blown migraine and all I thought about was I just need to get out of here and get home at any cost. And
that's what they think happened with Aunt Diane in that movie. There's something wrong with Aunt Diane.
Yeah. But I mean, I could
she
imagine.
Never drank and she killed like all the kids in her car and herself. By going the wrong way on the turnpike, and she was hammered. But it was like 9:30 in the morning, and she wasn't known as an alcoholic. So they're trying desperately to figure out what made this woman do this. How was she so drunk? It wasn't postpartum. I think that she had a severe toothache, and she just went and found like a bottle of vodka and just pounded it. I mean, that was one of the theories. There's been many, many theories. Hmm. What's that, Tyler? What? What? Okay, I don't need to see the pictures.
Oh,
the
Jesus
listeners can't see
Christ.
Pictures.
God, that could have lost
YouTube?
Us some listeners. Is that you? They show that on YouTube?
Where are you finding it? These are YouTube?
Oh, my YouTube.
God.
Oh, you know what's going to happen?
I need some help.
Okay, just get it.
Just laying in a creek.
Okay.
I'd like to see the video where they're having trouble getting the baby out and a fish comes up and starts helping. Sucks on his head, pulls him back.
Sounds like Don Knotts.
His tail's going. Yeah.
Tyler, no. Give me life.
The baby slips and it just flows down the creek. A beaver jumps on top of her.
There it is.
All right, cool. So that's complete. We owe one more.
Oh, God, that was worse audio.
So you know what?
They just creek show, water in her vagina.
They just show the vag, everything on the YouTube with these, huh? Because they have strict rules with the nudity on YouTube.
Because it's like medical.
Imagine this.
Hey, what the fuck's wrong with you that you're going to upload that video?
Imagine well, you're having a birth in a creek. There's plenty wrong with you.
Yeah.
Giving birth.
You think that kid's name is like Alan?
it was like Sunrise or
like
Harmony.
Or something.
This is my beautiful daughter, Harmony Sunrise.
Imagine you grow up in a really strict religious household where they really restrict the internet use, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're like a horny 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you realize, hey, I could see vagina
on
YouTube. Parents didn't know about this. There are babies flying out of these vaginas, but... Yep. And then you condition yourself that the only thing you can...
Well, I'm going to go with it ruins it. if you're masturbating to a woman giving birth...
Nothing like climaxing right as the head starts to poke out.
Yeah, if you're masturbating...
She's crowning!
If your concentration level is so fantastic that you can override the baby coming out of the vagina, you need to... The next video you need to watch is a fucking self-help psychological...
Wait, what if what if she's giving birth to a boy? Are you instantly gay? Does that make you gay?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Instantly gay. You know what I would do if you're that guy and you masturbated that video? I would keep that to yourself the rest of your goddamn life.
Ooh, should I read some of the comments on the video? I bet there's some gross ones.
I don't know. I'm sure some of them are like, that was beautiful.
We owe one more.
We should play a game called like porn site comments or YouTube birth video comments. I bet it'd be hard to distinguish.
Oh, you know what? Not bad, Tyler. You know what? Not bad. I want to play.
I didn't know you could leave comments on porn sites.
Yeah, you just was like, I'm next. She's so hot. I always wonder who...
She's so hot. So sad.
It's so sad that you're leaving comments on a porn... It's like one hand is on your...
Yeah.
And the other hand is like typing like critiques. Why are you doing that? FBI should be watching every single one of you. Okay. Do you got the comments there? Tight.
I'm glad the cleaning woman just skips right over all these
nice
condoms.
One. This dude's got bigger tits than she does. The baby would be better off sucking on his tits. That's nice.
Yeah. That guy, are you a doctor, sir?
No, he's a comedian, obviously. He's actually going to be opening up for a live show.
I didn't know we had an opener.
What Mike was talking about moments ago is there's a bunch of condoms in here from last night's pre-show for the new movie Premature, which is in theaters and on demand July 2nd. I recommend just because of Alan Tudyk's involvement. I love him. He was in Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Great guy. He's great on the show last night. But anyways, they left a couple condoms as promotional devices for the movie that's coming out soon. And Mike was saying that the cleaning woman came in here and she left the condoms.
So when you're using these condoms and you're deep inside of your loved one, whisper in her ear, don't forget July 2nd. There's a movie.
She, to be fair to our cleaning woman, she is from South America, so they look less like prophylactics that she's not familiar with and more like mini coasters.
You know what?
And it's probably what she thinks they are.
You're totally correct, because people use mini coasters all the time.
No, no, no. Well, yeah, to keep their mini drinks from staining their mini coffee table.
Let's all do shots. Break out the mini coasters.
Should we take some cools?
Yeah.
Are you going to read any more comments, or you didn't find any gold there?
Too much work.
Hey, look at that.
Too much work.
What?
Mike, this is an audio podcast. No one could see that.
Not too bad. It would have been
except
funny.
For you and I. Mike was squishing the condom and making it look like a mouth. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Welcome to the program.
It's Dr. Andrea there.
Now, these people have been on hold for a long time. They're listening. They're listeners. All right, hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? I don't like that.
Sweet Jesus.
I hope that person doesn't come to the
lodge. Oh, man, if they're making that noise.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
If our callers are anything like the people that show up to the show, they're going to get to the front door, turn their ticket, and then get confused about how to walk in the door.
Thanks for not selling
off
tickets with that, calling people dumb.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
I don't know what to tell you.
Anderson,
tell it.
I did it.
You saw me do it.
No, they're definitely not right. They say river bin and off.
You don't know what you're doing. Mm. All right, everyone hold it. Is it worth the hassle of me going in there?
Why not?
All right.
Well, we have to talk to people on the live show. Why are we doing it now? We don't have to.
Wow.
It's our pleasure.
Michael.
It's our pleasure
Michael
to talk to people. I'm excited to meet people. Nervous? Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Are you? Hey, Tyler.
What?
Be honest.
About what?
Any stage fright?
No, not thinking about it, but once we get up there, probably a little bit, but it'll be, I'll probably medicate with a few glasses of some sort of adult beverage.
Huge stage fright for me.
Exact same. I didn't do anything. Oh, hey, the mic's on. Dude, turn it off.
It's going to be fine. I'm talking to myself.
This is like a little glimpse into
calm
into,
down.
Into Mike's
calm
head,
down. It's
going
to be all right. It's going to be fine.
I think we should eat these the magic berries that Katie sent us. I think maybe we should eat those on the live show.
You know
and
what?
And eat something like really sour.
Okay.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, there's these weird mystical, I think they're African berries that if you eat them, they're called miracle fruit, and they bind to your tongue, and for about an hour, everything sour tastes apparently super, super sweet.
Yep. What a miracle.
That is a miracle. Maybe it's like everything becomes like Willy Wonka.
Hey, we owe the listeners one more birth, and then we can have a clean slate.
Wow. Okay.
Tyler. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? We're going to try this again. I did nothing in there. Nothing. Hello. I think it's just our callers. Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hi.
I don't hear anything now, though.
Hi. Oh, wait. Tyler, is the phone up?
Yeah, it's up.
It's on?
Phone one is on and up.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. I'm just going to put everybody on.
Yeah. Someone talk.
All right. I got all six.
Hello?
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
oh, look at this.
How are you?
This is like the live show. It's like the live show. Everyone's going to talk at the same time.
You guys only talk in group therapy.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How are things, guys? What's the haps?
Super excited about coming out to the show.
Ah, sweet. Hey, here's a favor.
Where are you coming from?
Don't pay attention to the other
Arizona.
People more important than us there and only pay attention to us.
Michael.
But
it's going to be a letdown. People are going to see Kevin Smith and, you know, Swartzen's always there and Craig Robinson's always there. And people will be like, oh, why would I want to hit
Birth
these guys? When
you playing Birth?
It sounds like the beautiful sounds of Birth or a woman getting stabbed.
What is happening?
What's happening is you're witnessing the miracle of birth.
Yes, birth. We're
pre-recorded.
We owed you guys a couple births, so here you go.
Is that booze at the improv?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of booze. Actually, they make you buy two drinks. They don't have to be booze drinks, but yeah. You have to buy two drinks.
Okay. Well, there'll be two drinks. Don't drink.
What's that, though? Hey, Michael, listen to me. People that are showing up to the After Disaster will be way more thrilled to see you than Kevin Smith. I can guarantee it.
Okay.
All right? Hey, if they wanted to see Kevin Smith, tickets are available.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can spend like 6 hours if you want to see Kevin Smith at 8, and then...
tell you, Kevin Smith doesn't have fart barf.
I'm sure Ralph Garman appreciates that we're not mentioning him. He's on the show, too.
All right. Hey, guys, so where are you...
Who's got the phone that's like calling from Columbia?
It's really hard to tell because...
Who's got the phone that's wrapped up in tissue paper?
All right. Hello? This is the worst show we've done
No,
in
it's
months.
Not. It's no, awful. It's not. No, the worst show was July 12th.
Years ago, guys.
When we all freeze under the bright lights.
I talked about this on that movie show that I also do, but there's this chick behind me when I went to see...
Film Spotting?
It's not the right show. I have been mistaken, though. I've gotten like emails from radio PDs and whatnot who are interested in the film.
Oh,
vault.
That's depressing.
But it was...
That's depressing.
But they still call me Anderson.
We love your show. We want to give you guys a gig in Hawaii. Oh, we'd love to do it. Okay, Mr. Catherwood, just get to back to us with Dr. Drew's answer.
So there's a chick behind me at when I went to see 22 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm.
She hot.
She actually wasn't terrible looking. Mm. Okay. But I wanted to.
Would you left comments on her videos?
I don't know if I would have. What? No.
Next.
I wanted.
Was she alone?
I wanted her not to take any more breaths ever.
Because.
You know when girls say, oh, my God. Now, I talked about this at length on the movie show, so I apologize for the crossover.
Yeah.
In case you heard it or you're going to.
Hot but, chick, you want her dead.
You know when chicks do that? When they do the, oh, my God. Like they're shocked by something?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you told them something really mean about their mom really like just offensive. Oh, but then there's this other version of that. Where they cut off the my God part. So they just go, oh. But then it's like they're so stunned they can't get out the second half.
22 Jump Street threw her for such
a
loop.
When I walk down the street.
Every time there was anything that was remotely funny or somewhat, you know, shocking, because it's one of those movies. It's not very good. I like the first one way more. This one was more run of the mill. But every time there was something that was, you know, remotely startling, she would do that. Not even startling, just like something somewhat offensive. Oh.
Oh, and you're like, least, your head was just like, just say my God, just say, finish it.
At least 40 times.
It's the first movie she's ever seen outside of the Mormon church.
Oh. Oh, I'm not even getting the tone right. I'm not getting it quite right, but it's like, oh. Oh.
The whole time this went on?
Ugh.
At least 30, maybe 40 times throughout the movie, yes. Mm-hmm. And she was there with some guy who was severely handicapped. But I think it's because he had an operation recently or something. She was helping him to a seat, and then of course they're sitting right behind me. So the worst part is that it reminded me, because I dated a girl for about 3 or 4 years who used to do that. Like her and her friend, which
you put up with that for 3 or 4 years.
It was kind of cute when she did it, though. I didn't mind it.
Okay.
So then it's reminding me of this girl from like, you know, 15 years ago that I haven't thought about in a long time. So it's every time she does it, it's like she's sitting behind me. So now I'm completely distracted, thinking about my ex girlfriend.
Kind of turned on.
Not even turned on. Just like, I wonder what she's going up to. She's the one that ended up marrying my old best friend, who I had saved her from in the first place. This like small town saga
in a big town.
And I guess it's because of all that. Plus the movie was just like I was bored, and it was just such a dumb twist, and I couldn't wait for it to end. I hate to admit that, because I love the first one.
Okay.
But so I started daydreaming, and I remembered one of the most embarrassing moments. I don't even know how to say it, but okay. I was doing a lot of meth back then,
mm-hmm.
and I had this ingenious idea of how to take down Vegas. And I actually went out and bought things, a roulette wheel, a little mini roulette wheel.
To practice,
to test out my theory, right? And I didn't want to tell anyone about the theory, but it was genius.
Because you still want to enact it someday?
Well, no, I didn't. At the time, I didn't want to tell them. But my girlfriend at the time, she knew that I was working on something. Because
she saw you toiling away late in the night?
She didn't know that I was on meth. Like, I remember like a year and a half into our relationship, I'm like, I should probably tell you that I've been on meth pretty much every single day of our relationship. That didn't go over big. But I remember her like being proud, like she was talking to like her parents or something or somebody like, Andy has a really good idea about gambling and he's been testing it. And when I finally tested it out, and it worked pretty well, but I let her know about it because it's not a good idea. It's just the simplest fucking idea you could ever have.
Is it a crime?
No, it's just double your bet over and over again until you win.
That's a meth idea, all right.
Oh,
God. You did the O!
I know, he did. That was organic, too.
And I did it. I think the most I ever lost was like 60 grand or something.
In fake money?
Yeah, by myself on meth at home, just, you know, keeping the score.
You guys got to hear this brilliant idea. The guys at MIT that did the break the house plan and actually won want to hear this one, which is just the simple double
you start
your
with
bet
like,
every time.
Start with $100 and then you lose that. $200, you lose that. $400, $800.
Okay.
16.
All right. That's a good idea.
32.
Yeah, that idea is a terrible idea.
No, because it's rare that you lose. I had it all down and there was like 11. I needed to have like 60 grand
or
something.
What were you betting? On black? Red?
You
did pick, you have a number?
You pick an odd or even. Yeah. Or a black or a red.
Hmm.
So, but I was so messed up, and I'm like, it's so simple, but there's got to be a ceiling. One of the most humiliating moments of my entire life was probably when it came time to show my then-girlfriend what the plan was, which she had been bragging about to her friends and her family.
She thought you were a mathematical genius.
How
and
did
you
she
had
brag?
Figured out something.
He has this idea
he's
where he
working
bets
really hard
and then
on this. She didn't
know double.
Yet. She didn't know what the thing was. I didn't tell her. That's where the humiliation comes in, Tyler. It was
did
after
you like, were you, would you guys be like hanging out and you're like, all right,
I gotta go.
Yeah,
no.
Go
to my lab.
No, I
got to my laboratory.
It was one of those things where like she came to my room and she saw like my whole meth setup, and I was kind of forced into telling her what the deal was. It's not like I was bragging to her. It's like she kind of stumbled across my little mini roulette wheel and whatnot. But when it came time to tell her what the deal was, what the scheme was, what the rub was.
Scheme, don't tell anyone.
The look on her face.
Is that the same time you told her you were on meth?
No, this is probably like 6 months after. I was just one surprise after another for this chick. She was very happy. But the look on her face when I told her, yeah, you double. And she thought I was joking. She's like, no, really, what is it? I'm like, no, that's it.
And she goes, that's it.
That's all it is? I'm like, but yeah.
No, there's more. I can't tell you.
I was usually successful. Think you're
and she's like, well, how's your experiment coming? I'm 60 grand in the hole.
In fake money.
Oh, my
God. Usually I won. Like, I would do, like, sessions where I would, like, play it out, like, 20, 30 times. And I would usually be up a lot. But then there was that one time where I was, like, down 60.
But you were clouded with meth.
I was a little clouded with meth. You don't just get clouded with meth. You kind of get focused with meth.
You know what just occurred to me?
Hmm.
You see this? I'm holding up a water bottle that's half full.
Mm-hmm.
Holding it on its side.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those bottles with ships inside of them?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're missing?
Water?
Yeah. Why not? How come no one does that?
Erosion, probably?
How come no one puts water in there?
Probably because of erosion.
But wouldn't it make it better?
It would make it cooler, but the boat would end up melting. Unless you made it out of really expensive materials. It would look cooler, though.
Yeah.
You're right.
Tip for any of you shipping bottle makers out there.
We could keep going, too. We could put like little fleas in there and like little mini flea.
Little sharks?
Flea pots, like crab
little
fishermen.
Pirate suits on the fleas.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to open it to feed
them. No, the fleas are like the crabs.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
And we have like little pots, like little cages for them that are connected to the boats.
I always wanted a ship in a bottle, but like a nice one. And the nice ones are hard to find. Usually they're just like some cheapy little thing.
Tyler, I liked your hesitation right there. I'm sorry, guys. I have to go to the medicine cabinet.
I like the ships in the bottle that someone actually constructed with mini chopsticks inside the bottle where it was actually work.
Not
like a work of art.
Not the one where they like fold it and then.
No, well, now you see them for sale, like in souvenir shops and stuff. And clearly the bottom of the bottle, they just slid
the ship in there.
And then melded the bottom of the bottle on.
Well, apparently, what they do is they make it and then they have a way to collapse it the real artisanal way, I guess. Is then you put it in there and then with like the little.
I like how you just mocked somebody's part. The real way, the artist guy.
You
does
reach
it.
In and you like erect the mast by like tinkering with it with like little needles and little things.
I'd like
what
to ship
a weird
in the bottle
thing to dedicate
floating.
Your life to. How do you just like leave high school and you're like, yeah, probably not going to go to college. Probably going to start putting ships in bottles.
It's along the lines of those guys that do the actual artwork on a grain of rice through a microscope.
the guys on the pier at Santa Monica.
You know what I'm talking about. Like, you see, you go to every now and then.
Yeah, like your name on rice for $10.
No, like, I've been to exhibits. There was a museum of miniatures on Wilshire. It's closed now. But they had tons of miniature stuff, and I love miniature stuff. And a lot of them were these giant magnifying glasses, and you look at artwork that Chinese guys have done on rice. And it was intricate art that they had painted onto a grain of rice.
I saw one at of little sculptures done on the heads of pins, and yeah. It was just I would absolutely go crazy
trying to prove to people it was art.
No, I don't understand how you could work on something so
yeah.
tiny.
Yeah, and where's the payoff?
And then you drop it.
Yeah, your wife sews something with that needle.
I promise, I had one. It was Superman fighting Batman on the yep. head of a pin, and I dropped it.
They used to have them right on the street at the Jurassic Technology.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good spot.
I like small stuff.
What if we get heckled? How are you going to handle that?
Is it really? Are we really at that stage of this show where we're worried about that? I'm not worried about that.
I'm not worried about it, but I think that I might get comeuppance because this is the same exact club where I heckled Kyle Cease. Or no, I heckled Michael Richards.
Well, you got some problems coming your way.
I can point to the table.
The club will probably be watching people because they frown on that.
But they'll be our people. It'd be
yeah,
weird.
It's all right. You know what? I think our people are going to be super cool. Mm-hmm. I just
is anyone
that.
at the club been like, hey, well, Mike, you're actually selling tickets? Are they?
Yeah.
They're surprised.
No, they're very happy and they're excited about Farf Arf. Mm-hmm.
Not us.
I don't think they know about us.
Yeah, obviously they don't because they work with you.
Correctamundo.
Anderson almost just died.
Correct.
They don't even know that you're part of the show. They just think that you booked some podcast of your friends.
That's not true.
I've invited some people. I've invited some people down, and I told them to get there at midnight to see Far Far. Well, because I want people who are coming to our show to be paying customers. I want the listeners who want to go to get in first.
Gotcha.
It's going to sell out.
Are we still standing on the stage? Is that still...
I don't know yet because Kevin Smith will be there before us, and they build like a little barricade of tables on the stage, and they put tablecloths, and it looks nice. And maybe we'll just leave that up for us.
I'm bringing a red towel.
You're gonna lay down and tan?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather stand, but if we have the Kevin Smith table set up, we'll just use that.
It's at the Grove.
A table would be much better.
They put a series of tables. They cordon off the entire stage with tables, and they put black tablecloths on them.
They spare no expense. They put
no,
a
but
whole
it looks nice.
String
and it looks,
of tables.
It looks super professional, and they put tablecloths on them, so all
Let's
people
make
see
it look like the Last Supper.
All people see is like our waist up.
The Last Sapper.
It's a good one, Ty. Not bad.
Thanks.
All right. So
maybe we'll leave that up there. Even though I thought it would be cooler for us just to stand.
It would not be cool. That would be weird.
No, it's less weird. Sitting there on a stool is
weird. If
we're
standing, we look like we're doing stand-up, or we're not doing stand-up.
How are we going to record the show, by the way?
I don't know. That was something I was wondering.
You know what? I bet they can do it there internally.
You work there. How do you not?
I don't work there. I have an office there. I completely disregard all operations of that club.
That's nice. I was texting back and forth with Mike a couple nights ago, and he wanted to let me know that he had a very odd night, and I'm not going to get into the details. Like I told you,
okay,
I will
good.
Not get into
okay,
the details.
Good.
But
it's embarrassing.
He wasn't really bragging. Mike Carano wasn't
yeah,
really
I was.
Bragging.
I was.
But he was. It was just odd to him that everywhere he went, like people that were somewhat substantial in their fields were fawning all over him. And
it was one guy.
There's another gay guy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, that guy too.
I
had no one to brag to except
one
for
of,
Anderson.
One of them was... this guy who was being interviewed for his field, and apparently he stopped the interview to fawn over Mike. And I responded with, what interview? Because that was like the most interesting part to me. And then Mike says, I don't know. It was just ridiculous. I wish someone was there to make fun of me. And then I said, okay, but where was the artist being interviewed? And Mike writes back, yes. And
That's such a zen response.
And I said, I can't. You were the exactly what I wrote was you are the worst. I'm reading this exchange on the show. It's like communicating with a monkey who has a limited keyboard. And
ironically,
were you on the road? What was going on there?
No,
you,
I went to.
You're not drunk.
I went
I know
to a
that.
Gallery. I went to a gallery opening.
He's doing it again. Why did you write yes?
Oh yeah, no, I was on the road. Yeah,
okay.
I totally was. I was driving.
Still doing it.
I was driving.
And so you went to someone's gallery opening.
I was responding specifically because you said, why did I cut you off last time? And the reason last time was I was driving over Laurel Canyon and we were texting and I stopped texting and I saw you were texting me and I just ignored it because I was driving.
And I said, why'd you cut me off?
You mentioned it to me in person here. You said, why did you not respond?
I drove down Laurel Canyon.
Oh, it's because I came up with an idea. We're going back and forth with ideas. I was in Mexico, and then I gave you my idea, and I mentioned a song, and I actually gave you the link to it, and I never heard back from you, which is usually a bad sign. Usually that's like, okay, I hate that direction, but I don't know how to tell them.
You know what I mean?
I didn't watch it.
You shouldn't. We've already played that song on the show, 19.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Hardcastle? I don't know. Okay. Is that the end of the show?
I drove through Laurel Canyon today on the way here.
Yeah. Exciting?
When you get to that like that creepy like little town that's like down there,
it's great.
I'm just like, I want to live here. I don't know anything about it, but I want to spend my day.
It's awful. Okay. Go to that market. No. Everything costs double.
I love it. I love it. You know which one I love better? Is the one way farther down. I forgot what it is.
Topanga.
Topanga is goddamn.
That's best.
Okay. Topanga is beautiful. And you're basically all of a sudden transformed. I'm in the country now, and it is all country markets. It's not one market.
Super small and boutique.
But there's like all these galleries.
You ever been in the Inn of the Seventh Veil?
No, but there's horse ranches. There's all this stuff. No, but Topanga is beautiful. I want to live in Topanga Canyon. There's no doubt.
You're not going to like this. I had a friend who lived there, and he had a huge tarantula problem in his backyard.
I'm out.
Now, I also heard
one huge tarantula or
no, just many of them.
Tarantula.
Also,
okay, I'm done.
Also,
I won't even drive through there now.
Talking to friends
I'm
over the weekend.
Not getting out of my car unless I get those giant boots you go in the river with.
About Death Valley, and they're like, "Oh, we go to Death Valley all the time."
Yeah, and then they crawl inside your waders, and now they're stuck down your waders.
She says, "You ever what?
What?"
She says, "Oh, you go to Death Valley all the time. You ever been there for the tarantula crossing?" And I say, "What? What is that?" She goes, "Every year around the same time, they have this thing called the tarantula crossing where they shut down a lot of the roads because there's a giant migration of tarantulas that all like herd across Death Valley."
I can handle a tarantula by itself.
Hey,
I can't handle
once when I was in Death Valley, I think with Miranda, we did see a tarantula in the road and I freaked the fuck out. And then because I'm so dumb, I immediately forgot about it.
Yeah, because it's just
Hey, that one time when we were hanging outside fooling around.
What?
Like,
Michael.
Hey, you know that one time? We're just hanging out.
We were out
around
there and we decided to go outside and take night photos and I was wearing flip flops.
Yeah, two giant scorpions.
The first thing we see is a scorpion.
We just talked about
a very large scorpion.
Right. But tarantula crossing.
And then we meandered into the darkness. And then we went to a darker area.
You know what would be a great video is if you get like a small dog, maybe Stanley, and put one of those little Reese's monkeys on his back and cowboy outfit and make it look like he's like
herding
the tarantulas.
I kind of want to see this now.
I kind of do. I said, how specific is it? Like, can you almost schedule it so you can like say like this weekend is when the tarantula? She's like, almost. It's very specific.
That would be horrifying.
What about the town with the red? With the crabs?
The Christmas Island.
The crabs.
The creepy bridge that they have. That they
do play. Play it. Play it because the sound of the car driving over them. There's some asshole who just drives through. The entire town becomes red. And there are little crabs migrating.
And someone drives over them?
And yeah, the video that you can find online, there's like somebody who's just cruising through. It sounds like Rice Krispie treats are making
who cleans up the crab guts?
I have no way of knowing that.
There are so many of them.
Are people yelling at him for doing that? Wouldn't you be pissed?
About him driving?
Yeah.
I think it's the guy that's shooting the video.
Like, let's say there was a crossing of the sharks somewhere, and then some guy just comes along and
you always go sharks.
And he's just mowing them down with this big fucking shark killer outboard motor.
My gosh, the German word for it is the best.
What?
Krabbenwanderung. One word. It's got to be wandering crabs, right?
Krabbenwandering?
Krabbenwandering.
Oh, God, here it
oh
is.
Oh, my God.
Everyone look up the...
That's not impressive. Not,
yeah,
there's only
up
one.
That's okay, one. Okay, there's a couple more. I wonder if this is the one, though, Ty. It sounds so serene. Does it say science screen report?
I'm pretty sure on this science screen report, they're not going to show the dude driving over them.
I don't know. They might.
Where is Christmas Island?
It's out by Easter.
Right next to Christmas Eve Island.
Great.
This is not it. This is not it. This is not. I don't like this.
I don't know how to find someone driving over them.
That one looks pretty good. Where there's like 10,000 crabs all mashed together. Are they walking sideways?
They go sideways. That's why they call it a crab walk.
Was I a dick just now? I didn't want to be a dick. Was I just a dick?
No, I know they walked sideways, but I didn't know if they were really doing it.
Oh, no. Like a woman sunbathing? They're going all over? All right, what are we doing? This is the worst.
Let's kick off the countdown with Cuban land crabs.
Nope. Nope.
Mm, they all have little cigars.
I can't find it.
All right, it's out there. I've seen it.
Look at that.
Crab straw.
Oh, my God! Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
That's not even bad, Mike.
That's horrible. This woman is wearing like a cocktail gown dress, and she's got one hand on the ground, and she's standing there barefoot, it looks like, and there are hundreds of crabs walking around her. Oh, my God.
They're very... They're very easily excitable little crabs, too. They do that thing where they put their pinchers in the air and then jump up and down quite often. Like, if anyone bumps into them,
Chihuahua,
which they're
constantly
being bumped into.
Maybe they're, it's like their way of saying, hooray. Hooray.
I think it's them saying, see the fuck away.
Maybe they have epilepsy.
All right. Is the show over? Are we done?
Get make a wish on the horn. I want those crabs around me when I die.
That would be cool if they carried your corpse like across the road on their backs.
Post-death Make-A-Wish Foundation. We can
start
that.
Oh, that's not bad.
Make-A-Death-Wish Foundation.
That is not bad.
Charles Bronson. Is he dead?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. Shoot. Right.
Hello?
Hello.
Wait, Christmas Island National Park? It's a national park? Where is it?
I don't know.
Tyler, come on. No things. Hey, man, do you know where Christmas Island is?
Nope.
Are we doing this bit again where we just ask callers if they know about what we don't know about?
That's the bit that keeps on giving. Oh, look at that. I'm watching behind the scenes on the making of.
Give us a crab fact, caller.
Yeah, what do you know about crabs? How often they...
They're not good to have.
Good point.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, I could spend hours just watching these crabs on Christmas Island.
Let's not. Look at that guy just sweeping them off the road with a broom. Oh, my God. Crabs are like, what the fuck?
All right. Hey, caller, are you the one that's coming?
No.
Okay, then.
Are you the one ticket we sold?
I wish I got a ticket.
Well, there's like
there's AD still available.
AD.
It's true.
Okay. Hi, you're on the program. How are you? All right. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. Oh, there's you. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hey, found the tissue, guy.
Great.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? You're back on the After Disaster, I should say. This show has been dead for 20 minutes.
You know what? Let's bring it home then, because I have to pee really bad.
Once you
should
get...
I just go pee right now?
Sure, go do it. Yeah. Wait, but if we're going to end the show right now, then why don't you... Okay, go pee. Go pee. I'm sorry, buddy. He just reminded me of my dad. That was weird. He turned around and gave me like a confused look, and he said, well, which is it? Are we ending? That was the most dad-like thing I've ever seen him do.
Oh, Mikey.
Sorry, I'm obsessed with the crabs. So,
we go to Palm Springs next weekend.
Why are you doing that? Are you going to take Laurel Canyon to get there?
Yeah. For anniversary for Lorenzo and I.
A dating anniversary or a
no,
wedding? Oh, yeah, your wedding anniversary is coming up. Three?
And since we're doing a live show the weekend after, or the weekend, our anniversary is right in the middle of the week. So
right,
she's
right,
like,
right.
So what are we doing for our anniversary? Oh, your stupid-ass live show. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's not very nice for her to say.
I know. Not very supportive of my illustrious podcasting career.
So I talked to Scott Clark, who I consider him as like the fourth team member of the pool. Mm-hmm.
He's like the silent partner.
Yeah. I feel like he's one of the Pabs.
Behind the scenes.
I feel like he's one of the Pabs. And I asked him, and I was being honest with him, because he did the posters, so we're gonna print up a number of the posters to make them available to listeners. And
he should print some up for two and just sell them outside for cheaper.
He's getting the cut of the posters.
Oh, right? Why? We're cutting in way too many people on spend.
Because we're givers, Ty. We're givers.
No.
So I was talking to him, and I said, honestly, you know, if you have any suggestions or anything for the show, and just immediately, without even taking a breath, he was like, I think you should probably just cancel it. I love that kid.
Too fucking dry.
He's so
too
quick with it.
Too fucking dry.
He's like, oh, really? I suggest
sandpaper is wet compared to Scott.
Just cancel it. Just cancel it. What else? It's been kind of a slow week, and it's been a quick week, so I don't have a whole lot to bring to the table. I've just been working a whole lot. But honestly, if you got dogs at your disposal, I need a couple for a Make-A-Wish kid who hates them. No, I need to use them for my next movie. I need two. I want a scruffy one who's small, but attitude. And then actually a lab, a chocolate lab, I can get that anywhere probably. And they're pretty well behaved.
Damn it, does it.
You know what I mean? But,
also, everybody go watch the video I posted on the After Disaster Facebook page.
What is that?
Today. It's called Electric Whip. We'll watch it after. It's my favorite video I've seen in weeks.
Hmm. You don't think it was show worthy?
No, because it's just like it's someone doing something kind of to a song. It wouldn't translate to a video. It's no Last Man with Odin, but it's...
All right, one last time. July 12th. Tickets are on sale at improv.com.
I think that everyone who's listening to this knows that.
Maybe someone just tuned in.
It's not how
someone just fast-forwarded to the end of the podcast.
Yeah, you're right. They're like...
Hey, did you hear the Bill Burr and Doug Stanhope?
No.
I think.
Was
yeah,
it great?
Yeah.
It's mislabeled, so it doesn't show up in the timeline. You have to go search for it.
Was it great?
I don't know. I'm like halfway through it. But
we went and saw him in Irvine a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago.
Was he wearing a leisure suit?
Yeah.
All right. What the fuck, guys? I've been off for the last couple weeks. I apologize. I don't know what your excuses are. I don't really have one.
I never bring anything to the table. That's my excuse.
I got nothing.
I've been consistent.
Hey, real quick, before we wrap this up.
What?
Another thing that came up in our conversation about the show was we thought it's probably best if we don't...
Show up.
If we don't prepare anything at all.
Yeah, you mean like every show?
Yeah, for the live show, though, because I was
like
paranoid that we should prepare something. And then I went, you know what,
it.
It's better just not to discuss it at all. And we all meet at the club, like, it's 5 minutes till 10, even though the show probably really won't start till 10:15, 10:30. But people can hang out and meet each other and have drinks, and then we just
drinks?
Absolutely don't
guys,
prepare a goddamn thing.
Just to let you know, this is the kind of shit that goes on with plenty of comedians who do gigs like this often, especially if they're fairly new at it. They just don't have a show where they're talking about it beforehand. All right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're usually talking to their manager or their wives about it. They're not waxing poetic on a goddamn internet show. Yeah. Ew, this is an internet show.
Did you just say
internet? And it makes it sound so worse when you call it an internet show. Cut that. I don't like that.
Podcast sounds elite compared to internet show. I do a show on the internet.
All right.
I've been using the sniff at work lately to great effect. I got to tell you, Anderson.
Oh, yeah? You stole that?
I'm killing with the sniff at work.
All right, I'm going to go smoke. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Thanks for not listening.
I'm back from peeing. FYI.